children are always asking questions about everything. Why? Curious, using their brains. Your brains are like sponges and you just take in information. So I do agree that you have very good brains. That's a really good point. Christian, did you also have something you were going to say? Better at football. Ooh, England squad. I don't know. Well, could you take them? You could. I'm going to look out for you, Christian. Look out for you next when you're in your England trip. Anything else? Characteristics of kids?
Trusting.
That is true. Yes. Kids, I think, especially very young, they are really trusting of anybody and everybody, which sometimes we have to train them and help them and teach them a little bit about safety and learning about who to trust. But children are naturally trusting, absolutely. Anything else?
Spontaneous.
Yes. Is it because it's a short attention span, just move on to the next thing, is the energy? But actually, it's, I think there's an enthusiasm that children have that is frankly joyful. It can also be exhausting for adults, let's be realistic about this, but children have an energy and an enthusiasm that is great. Any other qualities?
Okay.
Fearless. Oh, that's an interesting one. They just throw themselves into things. I think an enthusiasm, yes, throwing yourself into things, and a trust that does seem, comes across as fearless sometimes. And again, we have to sort of teach. These are all very positive things. Are there some things about children that, as adults, are less than positive? Oh, you guys, okay. What do you think, Farley?
You can't drive.
You can't drive? No. So slightly, yeah, the smaller physically, yeah. You get scared of things. That's a really good point. So actually, there can also be a sense of, I'm not sure, I don't know, because I don't know the world, I'm a bit scared of it. I think that you raise a very good point. Children don't fully understand, so can be a bit scared of new things, because they don't fully know. Well done. Pete?
Deceitful.
Oh, it's not someone else's fault. I didn't do it. Ah, now that's a really interesting thing, because I think the deceitful, they've done studies, haven't they? I think that comes later in life when we've learned consequences of doing things and therefore we want to avoid. So we know that if I own up to this, I might get in trouble and I want to avoid that, so I'm not going to own up to it. But I actually reckon when they're very little, kids aren't, they are very open about stuff. But we do learn that as people, as we get older. We do learn to be deceitful, you're right.
Free-spirited, I would say.
Oh, free-spirited, yes. Yeah, that freedom, that spontaneity, that energy. Absolutely, Elizabeth.
A disease vector.
What a lovely way to describe them. Yes. A virus incubator. There is something about that. But I wonder if that is because children are more physical, right? Children are much more likely to hug each other and be in closer proximity to each other than adults are. We tend to keep ourselves a little bit more separate, and kids just, you know, get in there giving each other a hug, and therefore schools are just these, yes, virus hotspots. You're right. I think we all carry the viruses. I think it's a bit unfair to say it's kids generate them, but you're right. They do seem to always infect us. What about when kids don't get their own way? Little kids. I'm pretty certain, I'm looking out here and I don't think anybody, I think, but really tiny kids, when they don't get their own way, what happens? They get angry.
They have
tantrums. I mean, adults get angry, but very few adults will throw themselves on the floor kicking and screaming if they don't get their own way.
They cry.
Yeah, children do cry a bit more than adults. Not all of us. My family will tell you I cry a lot, but some of us are just more weepy. Yes, children cry, but they have tantrums. So There are these qualities. There are great qualities of children, and there are sometimes more challenging qualities of children. Which do you think Jesus was talking about? Do you think Jesus was saying, we need to be more childish, and if we don't get our own way, lie on the floor and kick and scream, and that way we will enter the kingdom of heaven? Do you think that was what Jesus was honestly saying? Honestly saying. Do you really think that's what he was saying? No, I don't think it was. But there is something about being childlike that Jesus was definitely saying is positive. And I think it goes back to some of that spontaneity, that curiosity, that asking questions. I think there is something about what we need to do in life in order to meet with God and to see God's way that is about trust as well. So there's a trusting in God. There is a being curious and asking questions about God and to God. You know, when we read the Bible and we hear Bible stories, we don't always necessarily agree with them. Children will be out there asking the question, well, why is it like that? What on earth does that mean? Do we still do that as adults? Not always. And that joyfulness. There is a statistic about the number of times children laugh in a day and the number of times adults laugh in a day. And I don't know the figures, but I know it's shockingly different. In children, it's many, many more times in a day. And adults, they're lucky if it's once. Children are more joyful in life. Now, I know that life can be difficult and things get in the way of that joy. Let's be realistic about that. Life can be hard. But there is something. I always come back to Nehemiah in the Bible, Old Testament prophet. And he spoke about the joy of the Lord is my strength. There is something about joy in knowing who God is and God's goodness and knowing we have God in our lives that brings us joy. And that joy gives us strength to face whatever we're facing. So it is possible to have joy as an adult too. Find that joy. And there's another thing that we didn't mention about children, that I think children have an amazing capacity for awe and wonder that we lose a little bit as an adult. If you've ever walked with a toddler anywhere, you will know that you cannot go from A to B in the minimum amount of time. You will go somewhere and then they will see the most amazing snail on the floor. And they'll be lost in that snail for 5 minutes. And you'll try on a bit further, and then suddenly, oh, there's a leaf floating. They are lost in wonder about various different things, so that any journey is really stop, start, stop, start. But that's a joy and an awesome that we don't have as adults. We don't stop. When was the last time you stopped and just looked at a flower for 5 minutes? Just looking at it and its beauty and its amazingness, it's a word, I've just made it up. We need to do that a bit more, that awe and wonder. So I think what Jesus was saying was be more childlike in your trust, in your awe and wonder, in your creativity, in your enthusiasm. I'm going to do a little experiment. I need a volunteer. Will anyone volunteer? Okay, can I just say, when I ask that question in school, when I go and do assemblies, 3/4 of the hands will go up in that room. Now, I haven't said what I need a volunteer for, which is why none of you put your hands up. Because you are going, I don't know what you're going to ask of me, Ruth. These guys, trust, I will never ask you to do something difficult. Or just challenge, well, actually, I might ask you to do something difficult, but nothing embarrassing. Or bad. Okay, because you volunteered, do you want to come? The actual thing was about who would volunteer, but we're going to do a trust fall. Do you want a trust fall?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you still want to volunteer?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go back now. I'm not behind you. Okay, you're going to go first. Go on. Trust fall to me. You're going to fall into my arms and trust me. Face that, guys. Face those guys. And just fall back. Yeah. Oh, you stepped. Try again. Yay, I got you. Well done. Very good. Go sit down. Do you want to have a drink? Go. Hey, that was easy. Do you want to try a bit further? Go on. Hey, well done. Okay, come on, Christian. So, just go on. Try once more. I'm here. Yay, well done. Okay, well done, guys. That was trust. But actually, it's interesting, that volunteer, that spontaneity to go, do you know, I'm going to throw myself in. Whatever Ruth asks, I trust her, I'm going to throw myself in. There is something about that in an organization, in a church, in a group of adults. We don't always have that. We are much more hesitant. I want to know the entire lie of the land. I want to know what Ruth is going to ask for me. I want to work it out before I throw myself in. So there's something to think about. Now, what I love about baptism is that first step in a faith journey. When these guys said they wanted to be baptized, what they were saying was, we want to stand up in front of everybody and throw ourselves in with this Christian life, with this walk of faith. So that's that first moment of that enthusiasm. I want to do it. I'm going to stand up in front of everyone and I'm going to say that I want to follow Jesus. And then there's an element of trust, because actually we don't know what the future holds, do we? But there's a trust that I'm going to put my lot in with God. And I'm going to trust that actually in this moment, God's Spirit is going to come and rest in me and enable me to cope with whatever life throws at me. So in this moment of baptism, actually, no matter what age you are when you come to baptism, that is what we're doing. We are placing ourselves in God's hands, in trust and enthusiasm. I'm really sorry, Kim. Just making you cry. That's the Spirit moving. I firmly believe that. This is what we do in baptism. We step up in trust and say, yes, God, I want to follow you and I'm trusting you with this. And then the Spirit comes and moves us. And we represent it in water, but actually it's the Spirit moving in this place. So, enough of me talking. Think about the fact that it's awesome that God is welcoming everyone in. All are accepted and welcome. And we need to be more childlike. Not childish, but childlike with our enthusiasm, our joy, our creativity, our questioning, and our trust. And I leave you with those thoughts. Amen.